Today's message is Life's Marathon. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? So run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the game goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. This reminded me of a woman marathon runner who staggered to the finish line, nearly killing herself in the process. All eyes were on her. Concern was written on the intense faces, constantly watching and waiting, for she appeared as one ready to drop dead. And yet, she indicated she did not want help. She wanted to finish. When she finally reached the finish line, many ran to help her. She was jubilant. She had finished last, but she had finished, and that was enough. While my sympathy went to her, as I saw her weary body and dragging feet and her facial contortions due to effort and fatigue, I most of all admired her. She had pressed on almost to the point of death for something she believed in and strived to reach. Oh, she may not have won the race, as the world would testify, but for all of the runners, I felt she was the winner. My admiration for her was increased because I understood why she did what she did that day. She fulfilled a commitment to something she truly believed in. I began to ponder the situation, and I began to wish I had the same dedication to something on my own life, my commitment to God. I wish I had the same devotion to purpose as she had that day, to be willing to die if it need be to fulfill that purpose. Oh, there are times I want to give up. There are hurts and slights and pressures and insults and trials, seemingly too great to bear any longer. Then I remember her fatigued body and face, and I think to myself, if she can do it for a positive prize of medal, why can I not do it for the prize of the high calling in Jesus Christ my Lord? Dear Christians, let us all apply ourselves with the same tenacity and call to purpose toward our Lord and Savior and God the Father as those to the point of death itself strive in the Olympics. Olympic success is short and fleeting, and yet many reach for it regardless. So let us, God's chosen, reach for the eternal reward found only in our Lord, Jesus Christ.